Log Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Dale sitting in for John Hollis today, and we've been speaking with Raina Morgan about ACRD, age-related cognitive decline, Alzheimer's and the like, and her personal story about her mother and the difficulties. And I wanted to ask you, Raina, she's obviously declined to a degree. Have you been able to kind of force-feed some of these supplements to her, or is it not at that stage?
Well, yes. And, you know, while we were on break, I was looking at my notes, and you'd asked the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the two terms get used interchangeably, but they do have a definite definition difference. And it says Alzheimer's is actually a specific disease that involves a form of dementia.
Right.
And this can create confusion referring to an actual individual who's experiencing dementia.
The impression I get is that Alzheimer's is actually very identifiable medically,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather
exactly.
than just
this. Whereas dementia, like you can have several stages
right.
and different forms of dementia. But it says dementia is a severe impairment of or loss of intellectual capacity
right.
due to a loss of or damage to neurons in the brain, whereas Alzheimer's is a progressive form of pre-senile dementia that is similar to the dementia, except that it usually starts in the 40s or 50s.
Mm.
And the first symptoms are impaired memory, which is followed by impaired thought and speech, et cetera. So it can be, it sounds to me like it can be more devastating.
Right. Now, both of these are, you know, they're difficult situations, and it's got to be very frustrating for the person when, you know, they kind of wake up and realize mm-hmm. they miss something, you know, along the way.
Well, yes, and so, you know, as far as trying to get her in better shape, you know, we're having to make certain that she gets vitamins because nutrition really suffers because they'll forget that they ate or they'll forget that they didn't.
Right.
And B12 is a really critical vitamin because a lot of people...
B12,
a lot of mm-hmm. people who get put in nursing homes actually are suffering from a deficiency in
B vitamins.
This
mm-hmm.
research recently. And so when you're older, it's very easy to become depleted in B12, and that's critical for brain function.
Right. Now, is your stepfather doing all right, or...?
he's quite the stoic dude.
Yeah.
And he's hanging in there, bless his heart. And you know,
he's not really suffering from the...
you know, he's living with someone who asks him what day it is all day
constantly,
long.
Right.
You know, so,
but he's not actually suffering from dementia himself.
No,
okay.
He is not. He's a sound mind. He's put together well. And,
okay.
there was another herb, though, that I discovered recently
mm-hmm.
when I was interviewing a gentleman down in Houston, Texas, or outside of Houston, a Dr. Ward Bond, who wrote the top 20 life-changing nutrients. And in his book, he talked about venpocetin, and that's a fancy word that comes from, it means the leaves of the periwinkle plant.
Really?
And they are finding great memory benefits. They're calling it the new brain rejuvenator. And that's also available at health food stores as well as Swanson Vitamins. It's a cognition-activating plant. It's called the smart drug. But it's a natural drug, and that's what, these things are available on Swanson's website too, swansonvitamins.com.
Got it.
And people, they're a discount vitamin house, so people get really good prices, and they give you information about the different supplements too.
Excellent. Now, so, you said you've been taking these supplements yourself. Have you noticed a difference?
Yes, and also
well, give us an idea of how you kind of quantitatively
mm-hmm.
can tell there's something different.
Yes. I feel sharper. I was
mm-hmm.
starting to feel a little bit hazy, you know. I'm 63.
Right.
And in my late 50s, I was starting to feel a little bit of that. And at 60, when I started working, I took some time off and I started working again. I started taking some of these supplements, plus other activities that we'll talk about. But I definitely feel sharper and don't feel insecure about my memory retention at
mm-hmm.
all. And don't repeat the same stories over and over again.
Well, that's a good thing.
But I will preface things by, have I told you this story before?
To double check.
No, just to make sure. And like I said, the essential fatty acids, the EPA, DHA, really essential for brain health because the brain, it's fat, and the brain needs fat.
Right, those lipids, you know, I know that's an essential part of it. Now, so give us, you've kind of become a self-educated expert in the subject, and so tell us, you know, what we should be doing when we start to get a little older.
Well, like we talked about, the keeping your mental activity going. So it really is a case of use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are reasons why people, you know, they become isolated. It's like, you know, we talked about doing crossword puzzles,
right.
Certainly reading, and like I said, taking up a musical instrument is a good one. There are concerts given now by bands of people who retired and they took up the musical instrument that they used to play in their youth, and they're out performing music for others.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Very good. I'm sure that talking, making sure that there's enough conversation is also something that's crucial, so they don't get isolated.
That's it. Isolation will just do them in. It's like, stay engaged. My sister and I will look at each other and say, stay engaged.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and stepfather John have gotten isolated.
They've right.
become reclusive, and this is not uncommon at all. You know, staying involved.
Do they have friends?
They have friends, but they just don't get in touch with them anymore.
Right.
You know, and my sister took them out to an event. My stepfather's a retired iron worker, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, she just came alive being out amongst people. But you lose your motivation when you become reclusive. You get in the routine of just being home, you know. And, you know, I'm going to be doing a show this weekend. I do it on the Saturday, the Wellness Hour. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be with the RSVP Plus, which stands for Retired Seniors Volunteer Program.
Okay.
And there is evidence that volunteering keeps people healthier, both physically and emotionally and mentally, and they get what they call a helper's high. By
mm-hmm.
doing something for other people without expecting any compensation. And it's been directed at seniors because they have the most time to contribute. But it's for everyone because volunteering is good for you. And it's a good way to, I mean, if you're able, if you're physically able to just go out and help out
mm-hmm.
and talk to other people, it can be a volunteer.
For sure. Now, that's interesting because the 12-step programs of recovery, the 12th step is a... is helping other people, and it's a crucial part to the recovery. I'd really never heard of this before, but, you know, you see a lot of seniors volunteering for, like, the voting time during the
mm-hmm.
elections. And so that's now, let me ask you this. You know, assisted living homes, those kind of things, are you, from your experience now, are you seeing that this is probably actually a good thing? I mean, people, you know, get a little queasy about, you know, sending their parents off to a home, if you know what I mean. But it sounds like there may be really benefits of having, you know, the community there.
Well, I used to do volunteer work for an assisted living center,
mm-hmm.
and I also had the opportunity to be in a nursing home. And then I see my parents who are still in their own home. And the... anything but the nursing home. That was just very sad, you know. Everybody was pretty much drugged up, you know. But the assisted living center,
mm-hmm.
there was definitely a different feeling there because they all had their own little efficiency apartment. They had a common area.
Right.
Where they would dine, where there'd be music, visitors. I used to go in. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I used to go in and play music for them, and I would choose songs. I'd go to the library and look up songs from when they were young, you know,
mm-hmm.
30s and 40s, and like Let Me Call You Sweetheart, those kind of songs. And they would sing along and become engaged. So I think that there's not that awful isolation, and there's somebody there to see that they take their medication, but they're not so heavily drugged because they're so
right.
busy.
Right, right. So the assisted, and that's my opinion too, the assisted living operation, that's an ideal situation,
I
think.
Now, the alternative to that, you know, both people want to stay in their home.
Right.
That's just a given.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently lost my father-in-law, and my mother-in-law said, I'm grateful for three things, that he lived long enough to see his grown children and say goodbye to them all, that it wasn't winter, because winters in North Dakota are just delicious.
Yeah.
And she said, and that he got to die at home.
Mm-hmm.
So people, if they have a choice, will want to stay home, and or very often they will. Having a caretaker come in several times a week to make sure they're taking their medication, to prepare some meals for them, to interact with them, to make sure they're getting a bath, that kind of thing, or just,
right,
you know, getting their laundry done, that's a viable alternative too.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see that as the next step for my parents, because they would not be the kind of people who would go to an assisted living center, even though I think they're pretty vital places.
Mm-hmm. I just to kind of, it sounds like my mother, just as an example, is really has been doing the right things all this time. She actually plays in a band, a little band that they go to the assisted living homes and they play other events. She plays a stand up bass, if you can believe it.
I love it.
And she does the crossword.
How old is she?
86.
Oh, I love it.
And she does the you know, the crossword puzzle, and she also is in a routine where every morning at between 8 and 9 she makes her phone calls, and she stays in touch with, you know, numerous people, you know, including relatives as well as friends. And it's she sculpts, and so she's got all these activities and interests, and she is as sharp as can be. You know, there's a little bit of a, you know, sometimes a little bit of forgetfulness, but not much. And so I think what you've been talking about is in order. But these other supplements, no doubt, can't hurt.
Well, combine them all, you know, stay engaged, do something to keep your mind sharp, take supplements that don't cause any harm,
mm-hmm.
you know, because medication can be tricky. You know, and if you can go the supplement route, the herbs and things like that, you know, there's less risk. But if you need medication, that would be the next step.
Right.
There is one final thing.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a job.
Yeah, you wonder about that. You know, you hear about people retiring and then, you know, and going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And when they, you know, they have showed no sign of it when they, you know, retired. And also,
exactly.
You know, we hear stories of one spouse, you know, one partner dying, and then the other one following shortly after, you know, without that. And I think it probably has a lot to do with the interaction between
mm-hmm.
between the two people and that isolation you're talking about.
Yes, and I work with a woman who is 73. She retired at 65 from a high-powered job as a events coordinator at a Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And she had plenty of money to retire on, so money wasn't an issue. She said she started going crazy.
Yeah.
And just, she said, I needed to work to stay sane. So
mm-hmm.
she went to Kelly Temp Services, and they sent her to Swanson. And it was such a good fit that they hired her away from Kelly. And she only works half days. She works 8 to 1. But she loves it. And she's so vibrant and quick. And, just, you know, she's part of the community
mm-hmm.
and part of the workforce.
Well, how is your mom doing now? I mean, what have you been able to do to?
Well, I just saw her a couple of weeks ago. She lives in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
The next step for them is to get a caretaker in there.
Make sure the baths are happening and the eating correctly.
Mm-hmm. She really needs nutrition because she will. You know, if they don't get good nutrition,
it's just going to go downhill.
Do things. They have failure to thrive syndrome is what they fall into.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing to it that she gets out of the house to church or someplace, you know, just so she's outside, you know, of the house. That's critically important. So I don't know how long she can hang on like this. I don't know if I could get her to take some supplements besides vitamins if it it would be turned around, but she's just still so stubborn.
Yeah, but would she, I mean, would a doctor go along with this and
absolutely.
Instruct, I mean, would she, you know how kids don't listen to their parents, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of the same thing.
This is
will she listen to a doctor?
This would be perfect because it wouldn't be a husband telling her what to do
right.
or a daughter telling her what to do.
Right, I think that's probably a key. Well, listen, we've got to take another break. If you could hold on the line for just a moment, and we'll wrap it up when we come back.
Very good.
All right, you're listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Dale Pinchinton for John Hollis today, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Holistic Lifestyles Radio will be broadcasting live from beautiful Sugarloaf Key at the second annual 12-Step Music Fest. It's an incredible weekend of music featuring Richie Supa of Aerosmith, comedian Mark Lundholm, and 30 other great bands and acts. The 12-Step Music Fest is Thursday, November 5th through Sunday, November 8th at the KOA campsite in Sugarloaf. Great fun for the entire family with camping, water sports, fishing, floating meetings, and nonstop music. Plus, be a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio live broadcast Saturday from 4 to 8. You must have a 3 or 4 day pass to attend, so call today for ticket information, 305-296-4726. That's 305-296-4726, the second annual 12-Step Music Fest at Sugarloaf Key, November 5th through the 8th. Call today for tickets, 305-296-4726, 305-296-4726.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All And welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Dale pinch hitting for John Hollis today, and we've been discussing with Raina Morgan age-related cognitive decline, ACRD. And we've got a few more minutes here, and maybe you can just kind of recap what the, you know, for anybody that's struggling with this that has a relative or a friend that this is apparently is going on, the dementia or the Alzheimer's, kind of recap what a total program would be to combat this.
Okay. Like I said, consider taking a brain nutrient like PS or phosphatidylserine. It's a memory booster. You can get it at a health food store. You can get it online at SwansonVitamins.com. There's another herb, benpocetin. It comes from the periwinkle plant. It's called the brain rejuvenator. And then there's good old ginkgo biloba that's for 5,000 years in China for mental alertness and preventing age-related cognitive decline.
Okay, those are, those are the three main supplements that you recommend.
Right, B12, make sure you're getting B12, and essential fatty acids. So those five things.
Now, where do you get the fatty acids? I mean, is that like
you get the essential fatty acids, you can get
fish,
them.
Fish, like omega, is that what you're?
Yes, the omega-3s.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you can eat olive oil and that kind of thing, you know. That's a good fat.
Okay.
And plenty of fish.
Right.
You can get it that way, too. Salmon is very rich in the omega-3.
Right.
Okay.
All right, so those are that's really the dietary supplements and, you know, and watching after your diet. What else?
As far as activities, you know, it's like stay engaged, be involved in the community, and perhaps in a volunteer service. Take up a musical instrument, or go to concerts. Music, that is the one thing that brings my mother out of her fog.
Really?
Is if we play music. If she hears Patsy Cline on the stereo,
and it stirs memories, and
she gets up and she'll dance.
Wow, that's
so
really interesting.
Music is a magical thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she remembers the songs, and she remembers how she used to jitterbug. So she gets up and she'll dance. Like I said, volunteering is supposed to be good for emotional, physical, and mental health. get a job. I know that sounds funny, but it's just like it keeps you sharp. And the woman I was referring to that didn't retire at 65 and is working still at 73. I said, how do you feel about continuing to work for the legal tender? And she said, it really has a positive effect on my self-esteem to get paid for what I do.
Getting
paid for her expertise.
Right.
You know, she's in accounting, so she's good with numbers and everything. So, but you know, like I said, the altruism that goes with volunteering, they call it a helper's high. Just giving of your time and having somebody else benefit from that. It does things for your whole being, you know.
Right, and also, these are the hard decisions people do have to make. It would definitely be preferable to have somebody in an assisted living environment as opposed to being isolated, you know, in their own home. Even though that would be a battle, I'm sure. I wouldn't want to leave my home either.
Right, but assisted living centers, you know, the ones I've been to. Doing volunteer work myself, you know, it provides community activity. There's supervision. There's meals. And you have your own little efficiency, you know. And I mean, I met a woman who was not elderly. She was in the assisted living because she had chronic fatigue so badly that it was totally, you know, she was not able to live alone anymore.
Well, before my father-in-law passed away, he was in an assisted living, and it was a good place. You could tell that it was telling the old war stories and, you know, it was giving, you know, some activity as opposed to just sitting around watching TV at the house. And there was, you know, they had church and service on Sundays. A pastor would come in. And so if you're struggling with this, you know, it's something you don't want to just let lie.
And like, for example, you know, if you can't get your parents to go to assisted living, the next best thing if they want to stay in their home is to try to get a caretaker situation where there's a professional that comes in And they are out there, and they take time with the couple and or with the person who's got the dementia, and make sure that they get their medication and that they're clean and they're fed.
Right. Very good.
And that they get some interaction with somebody. And that third party, like I said, it helps a lot, because with my mother, it's not a husband telling her what to do, and it's not a daughter telling her what to do.
And hide the purple eyeliner.
The purple eyeshadow.
It's the first thing you need to do out there. Well, listen, Raina, we're just about out of time here. I thank you so much for coming on. If somebody wanted to contact you, is there a way to do that?
You know, they could contact me at my email address, which would be Raina, R-A-E-N-A, dot Morgan, all lowercase. And that would be at ihealth2.
Got it.
Like youtube.com.
Very, very good. Well, we thank you for being on the show today. It's an important subject and one that eventually, you know, most of us are going to have to deal with. So we thank you again. We'll be in touch with you, and we'll have you on the show again soon, I hope. And
oh, that'd be great.
Good
yeah.
luck with all your projects and
iHealthTube.
And we sure appreciate you being on the show.
Okay, Dale. Fine. Thank
right.
you.
Take care. Well, that's about it for today. We just want to wrap a few things up here. And again, this year you've been listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, where we are dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. Today we talked about the mind. And we'll be back tomorrow for sure, and we just want to thank our sponsors again for today, G&G Holistic Treatment Center, Sound Pillow, and Jocko's Automotive. We'll be back tomorrow, so stay tuned, and we'll see you then.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Paul Harvey was the greatest of American broadcasters. In memory of Paul and his late wife, Angel, the Museum of Broadcast Communications in downtown Chicago will christen its planned 12,000-square-foot penthouse special events venue, the Paul and Angel Harvey Center.
What Cooperstown is to baseball, Chicago is to broadcasting. This is where Major League Radio began, and now the Radio Hall of Fame has come home.
The Paul and Angel Harvey Center will be the site of future Radio Hall of Fame inductions, working radio and TV studios, interactive kiosks, and tourist-friendly exhibits. For more of the story and to make your tax-deductible donate, museum.tv.
The harsher the wind, the stronger the tree. For many years, Paul, you have been that strong tree, rooted in the soil of Middle America, gaining strength and constancy against shifting opinions and changing times.
You've listened to, loved, and laughed with Paul through the decades. Make your tax-deductible gift today and help...